Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at the extraordinary life of one of the gaming pioneers of Nevada. Marlene Lockhart has the report.
Former Harrah's Gaming executive Candace Pierce is going to give us the scoop on Bill Harrah.
And on the Power Pundit panel today, Connie McMullen, Ellie Lopez-Boland, and Derek Morse. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
How will new energy technology make our lives better? Geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very pleased to welcome to the program Candy Pierce, former Harrah's executive, head of public relations for many years, and worked with Bill Harrah. And the reason I wanted to have you come on the program was to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the birth of Bill Harrah and what an amazing figure he was in the state. You have great perspective because not only do you work for Bill Harrah, but you also worked with Donald Trump and for Steve Wynn. Give us some perspective on these guys.
Well, you have to realize some of the perspective is I was aging too, but I went to work for Bill Harrah when I was 24, met him when I was 23, and he was a perfectionist, very quiet man who basically wanted to have the highest quality facilities he could have and the best customer service in the world. And I think his underlying theme was just, I wanted everybody to be treated the way I want to be treated. Donald, I worked with when we opened Harrah's at Trump Plaza, and he was really interesting and really fun, but he's a businessman. He's about money, and he does a lot of publicity things to get attention. Steve, I was his first vice president of public relations, which was really interesting and fun. And Steve, I would describe more as an artist. Steve likes creating. Steve Wynn has changed Vegas twice. Both Steve and Donald enjoy publicity. Mr. Harrah didn't want any publicity. We could get him to do things, but he was really a quiet man. He didn't enjoy being in the news.
But he did have extravagances. I mean, he had a huge auto collection that actually included airplanes as well, and he enjoyed driving them.
Oh, he loved driving them. But I don't think he considered those an extravagance. He started that with just a few automobiles, and he considered it a joy that he shared with the public. He loved the cars. No car went out on display till he drove it. They were all very drivable.
Was he a guy of original ideas, or was he somebody that sent out people around the world to bring things back?
I think a little of both. He's the first person that really brought big-time business practices into gaming. He brought in consultants. He brought in people that, you know, paid attention to what was going on, and they brought in expertise from other areas, and he adapted that. But I know he and his wife went out and traveled Europe trying to decide what they wanted to do at Harrah's Tahoe when we built at Harrah's Tahoe. And he was the one that came up with the idea of the two bathrooms, the two TVs, the two phones. So it was a little of both.
He was really ahead of his time with those kind of things, those kind of amenities.
Yeah, and the difference, I think, with him and a lot of people, especially the corporations, which you can understand, it was his money, so he'd spend it. When he said it was going to be high quality, it was high quality.
And this was, of course, a time when there wasn't even gaming in Atlantic City, let alone
right.
Indian gaming and gaming across the world. So if you wanted to gamble, you had to come to Nevada. And there were all kinds of things that they put on to attract people. And he came from a carnival background, correct?
Not really carnival. I forget the name. It was called the Circle Game down in L.A. And they kept closing them down and running them out, so he came up to Reno to look around, and then he decided to come up here, and Bob Ring followed him a few years later.
One of the things that was spectacular when I first moved to Reno back in 1978 is that you would have major entertainers like Sammy Davis Jr. Mm-hmm. or Tony Bennett playing not for the weekend, but for 2 weeks at a time and two shows a night. How was he able to afford that, and what did he do to compensate stars in ways that perhaps were not normal?
I don't know the policy for payment, but I do know for salaries, but I do know that we had entertainers that played Harrah's for less money because of the treatment. Once again, it came back to the treatment. We had special houses. Anything that an entertainer wanted, they had. If you were playing at Harrah's like Tahoe or Reno and you arrived at the house with your family, it would be, the refrigerators were full of all your favorite foods. We had people to take care of you. If it was Christmas, the trees were done. You had told us what you wanted for Christmas. Everything was wrapped under the tree. You had Rolls Royces. They loved playing Harrah's. I flew down a couple times with Cosby to the Tonight Show, and they did all that for free for us. They'd go any. Entertainers loved Bill Harrah.
And was he comfortable with them?
He was quiet, and I think a little shy, but every opening night he went down. If he was in town, he was at the show on opening night at Reno or Tahoe. He went downstairs, he met with them, he talked to them. And he had quite a few entertainers that were really good friends of his.
All right, let's take a break. More with Candy Pierce talking about Bill Harrah when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play for Monster Cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Your places to play and win.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
And
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of Bill Hara. Hara's name no longer exists as a corporation, but in the hearts of many, many people who worked for them. And one of them was Candy Pierce. She was a former public relations executive for Bill Hara. How did he work with his executives? What was his work style?
Well, I was a director, so I was like under vice president. Senior vice president and a vice president, but I worked with Mr. Hara directly a lot because I had a unique position, and he liked women. I think he was very comfortable with women, talking with women, and you know,
and marrying him.
Yeah, yeah, but he really genuinely liked women. I was in his office one day getting ready for an interview with the National Magazine, and his secretary came in because I was laughing, and people would come down the hall and, you know, to see, but he was very funny.
Was he a tough boss?
I think probably the senior executives thought so, but I don't think it was so much because of what he did as everyone wanted to please him, from, you know, the lowest level entry employee to senior vice president. She just wanted to make him proud of you. And I'm not sure how he instilled that, except he hired really good executives, and they had real strong, we had job descriptions for every job in the place. You knew exactly what was expected of you, and I think people really liked that. But people really wanted to do a good job for Bill Hara, and I think if we knew how to bottle that, we could make a fortune.
As you look at the gaming world today, what do you think Bill Hara would do to react to the gaming world today?
I don't know. You know, I've thought about it. I'm not so sure. He might not have continued to do exactly what he was doing, which was to have a small niche of having the highest quality in the world, because you don't really see a lot of that. You see people trying to make a lot of money. You see people doing large facilities. I would love to have been able to sit in on a conversation between he and Steve Wynn, because they have some similarities, and I think they would have really liked each other.
And Bill Hara never wanted to go to Vegas.
No, he talked about, in interviews, he talked about, he got a phone call in the middle of the night from Howard Hughes. And Howard Hughes wanted to buy Hara's. And he said he thought about it, and he said, you know, I don't want to go to Vegas, and I don't want to sell. If my name, his quote that I heard many times was, if my name's on it, I want to be able to run it.
What do you think his legacy is in the gaming world?
Oh, I think that Hara's sent out hundreds and hundreds of extremely experienced, well-qualified executives. And I think that, I know for a fact that the entertainers that played Hara's still remember. When Cosby comes to town, you know, he's like, welcomes me with open arms, and the first thing he wants to talk about is Bill Hara. And I was at a show opening in Atlantic City years after I left Hara's, and the first thing Joe Namath said to me was, how's Bob Ring? I mean, those people will never forget the way they were treated. I went to the Pepper Mill recently and saw Merle Haggard, and all he wanted to do was, there were other people that are much more important than my husband and I, and all he wanted to do was come over and tell his wife. He said, now this is the lady that I worked with, and remember what I told you about Bill Hara, and he wanted to tell her all about how he'd been treated at Hara's. So he left an incredible legacy professionally. I'm sure he did personally, too. One of the things nobody knows about Mr. Hara is that he helped hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children and people that had medical problems and emergencies and things that happened. He really believed in, when you did something to do something for the good of someone, you didn't publicize it. I mean, if you publicized it, you weren't doing something for the good of doing it. So there are a lot of people that remember Bill Hara.
When Kurt Kerkorian was coming to town, did the two of them meet? Because that was a couple of the planning stages for the Reno MGM property were a couple of years before he passed.
I have no idea. I don't know. I never heard him mention it, but you know, as I say, I was a director, so I certainly wasn't, I don't want anybody to think I was in his inner circle, because I wasn't.
It was interesting to see the growth of gaming as we've seen it across the entire country. Would Bill Hara have been competitive in terms of, for example, the Indian gaming? Do you think that he would have come up with a different strategy than has been adopted these days?
I think he would have had the people around him to come up with unique ideas to continue to lead whatever area he decided to be in. I don't know how gaming is going to adapt. You know, one of the problems, it's like with entertainment, one of the big problems is the entertainers now can go and do one show and make a fortune and impact so many people and sell so many records and do so many things. The world has changed so much. I don't know if he would like it.
But do you think that he would have spent money to just keep reinvesting into his properties to keep them
at the
level that he wanted to maintain?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if he would have expanded, but I think that he would have, had we done Hera's World, which, you know, was on I-80, and some of the planes were going to be hanging up and the railroad was going to run and the cars would be running, I think that would have been spectacular. It actually would have been the first or the second real themed casino in the world, and it would have been amazing. The car collection was something that we loved, but we never took as much advantage of it as we could have, and I think he would have enjoyed seeing that used more.
In the last 30 seconds, your final thoughts on Bill Hara as we celebrate this anniversary?
Oh, he was a really kind, smart man that I think we had a policy at Hara's that no one could speak except the PR people. And when he died, the newspaper called me and said, we want to talk to some employees. And without even thinking, I said, talk to anyone you want to. There's no one that works at Hara's would ever say anything bad about Mr. Hara. And that's true.
And thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. We really appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
It's October's sale of the season, going on now at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Prices are falling on all cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, with over 500 to choose from. Buy vehicles with zero money down, plus get $3,000 cash assistance, or $3,000 push, pull, or drag to help you get into the car you really want. You can also get $1,000 holiday cash when you purchase a vehicle during this event. Don't miss October's sale of the season, going on now only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
If you've been hurt in an accident, you don't have to go it alone. You need an attorney. I'm Kathleen Sigurdsson. I'll take on the insurance companies. I have the experience to get what you deserve. I know the tricks of the trade they're going to use against you. I've represented many people just like yourself who've been injured due to the carelessness of another. I'm Kathleen Sigurdsson. I'll take care of you so you can get well.
Is back. It's the Real RV Show at the Grand Sierra Resort.
Hundreds of units are here for immediate liquidation.
2011 model closeouts, bank repos, clean trade-ins, quality used units. Choose from brands like Lance, Jayco, Tiffin, and more. New units starting at just $99.95. Financing is easy with the lowest interest rates in years. Don't be fooled by imitators. There's only one Real RV Show on sale, and it's going on now at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, L.A. Lopez-Bolin is here, community activist. Derek Morse is a consulting engineer. And Connie McMullen is a publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine. Pleasure to have you all here. Derek, I wanted to ask you, you know, as the government continues to look at ways to stimulate the economy, you're an expert in infrastructure. You know, what do you think is the best payback for the dollar in terms of infrastructure, so that's the way you're going to go?
Well, if you're talking about which types of infrastructure investments, there's a lot to be done out there. I mean, certainly the transportation system, we have massive needs there. The power distribution system, the transmission system, we have a lot that needs to be done there. We are very creaky right now. We're only one particularly hot summer's day away from disaster in some areas of the country. One accident, if a line goes down, that can cause ripple effects. So there's a lot that can be done there. And it's old. It's inefficient. I mean, parts of that system are, what, 70 years old now? So they're prone to failure. So we've got a lot that could be done there. Look at the rest of our infrastructure. We've got schools, we've got water systems, we've got sewer systems, we've got flood control needs around the country, as was demonstrated by Katrina, by our own community, for instance. So there's a lot of places we could make some good investments that would save us a lot of money in the long run and make us more competitive make us more competitive not just as a region but as a nation and internationally.
Do you think that that's what should be done in the near future here in terms of stimulating the economy?
Absolutely, and we need to prioritize. I was happy to hear your answers because, like, recently in San Diego had a huge blackout, and so things need to be replaced over time, but we need to prioritize. We cannot just go in and do the roads and do this and do that all at once.
Well, what would you do first?
I think transportation is incredibly important to try to get more industries here. You definitely need to cross, especially during the winter. We get a lot of damage due to snow and things like this, so we need to keep our roads up to date.
Connie, your audience, if we were going to poll them today, what would they be saying would be the best investment from the federal government in terms of stimulus?
Well, I think jobs are important. Everybody, I mean, you hit over 55, the job market gets pretty narrow. And there's more older Americans that are unemployed than any time. And the thing with that is, you know, they have limited incomes to rely on. And so if an older American becomes unemployed, I mean, they're looking at Social Security, or if they had any kind of nest egg, if they didn't lose it. So the field gets kind of narrow, and there's not a lot of job opportunities in that field for the people that are over 65 especially.
Marlene, what do you think the stimulus should be?
Well, it was interesting. I had the good fortune to hear an economic report for Nevada yesterday. And as we all know, the highest unemployed sector is the construction sector in Nevada. So you would think that Nevada would welcome President Obama's jobs bill with money for infrastructure reinvestment in this state. And as Derek said, there's so much to be done. And we have that workforce already in place, ready to get back to work. And I think it would be an immediate stimulus for Nevada to begin to climb out.
You know, it's an interesting point. I remember when Governor Gibbons was just taken office, and there was discussion that there was $6 billion worth of need in terms of roads in Nevada. But when I talked to some of his economic advisors, they said, even if you gave us $6 billion, we couldn't put it to work that quickly. What's the fastest way that you can put that money to work?
Well, that's a very complex issue, and I think one of the problems that happened at the federal level is with the first stimulus, the $900 billion, is there was a lot of faulty thinking about what the process really is. People were saying, well, now we can rush out and do all this kind of stuff, but don't use this money to replace funding on existing projects that are ready to go. And yet the federal process, when a federal dollar is involved, it takes often 3, 4, 5, 7 years to get a project ready. So there was a lot of unreal thinking. I think if they were really smart about this, what they would do is they would take the federal money, they would give it to local governments in terms of cities, counties, states, and they'd say, all the federal rules come off. You all know how to do this. 95% of everything that's built out there was not built by the feds. It was built by, you know, very well by these local governments. Use your processes. If you follow those, we're fine. We could get a lot done that way, a lot more quickly.
And hire older people. Yeah. Because they're reliable and they need jobs.
I think that's my concern with bringing in federal dollars. How do we get it to the people and non-state or county employees? How do we get it to the unemployed plumber? How do we take those monies and distribute it to the people that really need it? Because when you start dispersing it through government agencies, there's all this bureaucratic process that has to be followed, and I don't think the people that really need the jobs are getting them.
Well, that plumber gets employed when the schools start being repaired again, and that's the way it happens. If you go to some of the unemployed plumbers, they're out of work because the public works projects have come to a screeching halt.
If they're still living in Nevada.
Right.
Well, and historically, whether you believe this is right or not, the building of infrastructure has been a governmental responsibility at all different levels. And I personally think that they've done a pretty good job of it. Now, not that they can't always be done better. The mechanisms are in place there. The private sector, there is not a way that you can just hand them the money directly and say, go build a road. I mean, that would not make sense. But without growing government staffs and agencies, other than to be able to run the processes, right, make sure they're fair, equitable, that things are done above board, you know, that you have competition and these types of things, you could get the money to the private sector very fast. But the federal process is extremely problematic. And you know, not that some of the state processes aren't either. If you go to California at the state level with CEQA and everything, that can be very problematic too. But I think that overall, you could get a lot of money into the economy a lot faster doing real things that would have long-term impacts for everyone, benefits for everyone, put people to work. The plumbers will be there, not only fixing the schools, but when people have money in their pocket, they'll buy new homes, they'll do these types of things. I think that's the path to go down, and we've wasted 3 or 4 years now thinking this would be over very quickly rather than doing these types of things. Now's the time to invest.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much, and we'll be looking out for those senior jobs. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
For authentic and exotic Asian groceries, shop the Manila Hong Kong store. Browse a variety of hard-to-get imported foods from Asia and the Pacific Islands. You'll find aisles of jasmine brown and sushi rice products, Chinese teas, all fresh fish and produce direct from San Francisco's Chinatown. Enjoy homemade Oriental dishes right in our kitchen. Plus, we handle Balik Bayan boxes for the Philippines, travel tickets to Asia, money transfers, and more. The Manila Hong Kong store on Audi Boulevard next to Savers.
Layaway now for the holidays on great deals at JM Furniture. Like this emerald ottoman with twin sleeper at just $399. Or how about your choice of either this 7-piece dining set with free Lazy Susan or this 5-piece with built-in Lazy Susan at just $799 each. This queen sleeper sofa comes in 3 colors and is just $699. And we have amazing deals on this double reclining sofa, love seat and matching glider recliner. 10% down will hold your purchase for 3 months at JM Furniture.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
And coming up tomorrow, NDOT Chief Susan Martinovich.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.